govern the body.
Life is a gift of God. Our bodies have been given us to use in God's service, and He desires that we shall care for and appreciate them. We are possessed of physical as well as mental faculties. Our impulses and passions have their seat in the body, and therefore ye must do nothing that would defile this entrusted possession. Our bodies must be kept in the best possible condition physically and under the most spiritual influences in order that we may make the best use of our talents. Read 1 Corinthians 6:13. A misuse of the body shortens that period of time which God designs shall be used in His service. By allowing ourselves to form wrong habits, by keeping late hours, by gratifying appetite at the expense of health, we lay the foundation for feebleness. By neglecting to take physical exercise, by overworking mind or body, we unbalance the nervous system. Those who thus shorten their lives by disregarding nature's laws are guilty of robbery toward God. We have no right to neglect or abuse or misuse the body, the mind, or the strength which should be used to offer God consecrated service. All should have an intelligent knowledge of the human frame, that they may keep their bodies in the condition necessary to do the work of the Lord. Those who form habits that weaken the nerve power and lessen the vigor of mind or body make themselves inefficient for the work God has given them to do. On the other hand, a pure, healthy life is most favorable for the perfection of Christian character and for the development of the powers of mind and body. The law of temperance must control the life of every Christian. God is to be in all our thoughts. His glory is ever to be kept in view. We must break away from every influence that would captivate our thoughts and lead us from God. We are under sacred obligations to God, so to govern our bodies and rule our appetites and passions, that they will not lead us away from purity and holiness, or take our minds from the work God requires us to do. Read Romans 12, verse 1.